The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, has expressed his agreement with the moderator of the Presbyterian Church, the Right Reverend Professor Marty, that the leadership of the country has failed to deal with the issue of illegal mining. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Hammer said a lot of people, particularly the chiefs on whose lands minerals are found, are ignorant of the laws on mining, hence the need to step up intense education and sensitization measures to fight the menace on this.
No, I think that to say that we're looking at our own concern is not entirely correct, because there's a lot of work that is being done to curtail these illegal mining activities, particularly by the Chinese.
And what is being done here?
Well, now, it's important for us to understand that quite a number of our people are very ignorant about the law. And I have said it over and over again, the traditional authorities, particularly the chiefs, quite a number of them do not even understand that the minerals that are found on their land is vested in the president and held in trust for the people of this country, in accordance with the constitutional provision Article 2576. Quite a number of them are also not aware of the Minerals and Mining Act, what the law says. So I think that it's important that as we deepen and widen the education and sensitization of the public, particularly with regards to the mining laws and regulations. But for me, what is also important is that we need to enforce the law. The laws are clear, succinct, that small-scale mining is a privilege of Ghanaians. And you remember that we had similar problems during the PNDC days. So the PNDC law 218 was promulgated in 1989 to legalize the activities of the Galamsey. And this law has been saved under the Minerals and Mining Act 703-206. It's very clear that if you want to mine, you would go through the process, you get a mining license, you can mine, you are captured under the database, and technical support can be extended to you in terms of health and safety to reduce accidents in the mining. It's very clear. But unfortunately, people decide to, as it were, break the law and go the easier route. So I'm saying that as a government, think that we need to step up education, sensitization, and get the law enforcement agents to also play their part to enforce the law so that people who are caught doing illegal country are brought to book. And I'm also particularly worried about, apart from some of the chiefs, the district assembly and the metropolitan assembly, because they are closest to the people. You can't tell me that these things don't happen in their jurisdiction. And we believe that if they would have to probably live up to expectations and ensure they collaborate with the security agencies, within their jurisdiction, particularly the DISEC. For the DISEC, you have the immigration there, you have the police officers there, and I can't see how they should know that they can't really ensure that the laws are enforced. So I believe that it's a collective responsibility, and it's like a chain, and the chain is as strong as a weakest link.
Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer. For his part, the Director General of Police Operation, John Kudalo, says the police, in collaboration with the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources and the Immigration Service, must put a stop to illegal mining in the country. COP Kudalo said anybody who wants to go into mining should conform to the laws and appropriate procedures of the country. He said the police is going to intensify its operational activities and warned anyone found culpable will face the law.
We have a standing task force comprised of the police, the military, under the auspices of the Minister of Lands and Mineral Resources. And we have been going around from location to location, using excavators and machines and arresting people involved in this illegal activity since 2009 when this police administration took office. And we are still doing it, and we are prosecuting a lot of people.
You are arresting these Chinese who are engaged in illegal mining and the Ghanaians as well?
Yes, Chinese and any other person who is involved in illegal mining. The task force, which is, as I said, under the auspices of the of lands and resources, and they have been going around constantly. This year they made about 4 or 5 raids, and that's about 1 or 2 in a month. So in the last year, lots of arrests, machinery and excavators were impounded. Most of them are at the police stations, and the cases are in court.
But it appears you are silent on it, and we don't often hear much of it.
Oh, there has been a lot of publications. I think, if you remember, I think about a few months back, 26 Chinese were arrested in the western region, and I think another 15 in the central region. And besides, last year there were a lot of arrests. We have been arresting our Ghanaian citizens who are also involved in this illegality in the Kibi area, in the eastern region, and also all parts of the country where this illegal activity comes to our notice. We go in and then we arrest them and seize their equipment.
What has been the level of collaboration between the police and other stakeholders in sanitizing the small-scale mining industry?
Oh, we are in close collaboration with the Ministry of Minerals Commission and Immigration. When we arrest and those who have criminal activities, the police take over that aspect, and those who have followed their residence and work permits and other things are referred to the immigration to carry on with the investigations and appropriate action taken.
So,
COP Kudalo, the head of public relations of the Ghana Immigration Service, Francis Palmdetti, says following confrontation between the people of Nigeria and some Chinese illegal miners, the Immigration Service conducts serious checks on anyone who enters the country and it is committed to carry out its mandate effectively. He called on all stakeholders in the mining sector to collaborate and fight this menace.
The early part of this year, we had quite a number of Chinese, and those fines have been paid, and those Chinese have also been repatriated from this system. The Ghana Immigration Service is quite committed to this mandate, and we just want to assure the people of this country that we are up to our task and our responsibility.
So, with regard to the Ghanaians who are fronting for these other nationals into the country, have you made any recommendations for their prosecution or any other thing?
Like I said, if Ghanaians are fronting for these foreigners, it will require a holistic approach in dealing with this matter. There are several agencies that have a role to play. If you take, for instance, the Small Scale Mining Committee, which are supposed to be set up under the Minerals Act, it says that the district superintendent is supposed to be the chairman of that committee. You have a representative from the Environmental Protection Agency, you have a representative from the District Assembly, you have a representative from the Minerals Commission Inspectorate Division, you have a representative from the Minerals Commission, and you also have a representative from the District Assembly. These two form the Small Scale Mining Committee. And the committee's mandate is to regulate the activities of small scale miners. I believe if all of us put our shoulders to the wheel and do the respective duties and obligations imposed on us, we should be able to deal with this matter. But I also believe that if we are able to collaborate, both the security agencies and the agencies that are responsible for the management and monitoring of small scale mining in this country, if we can all collaborate, I believe we can deal with this matter. The penalties in the Minerals Act, for instance, are more punitive than the penalties in the Immigration Act when it comes to illegal employment and engaging in illegal act. But I think that we take collaboration of all the agencies that have a role to play in dealing with this matter.
Head of Public Relations of the Ghana Immigration Service, Francis Palmdetti, talking to Agatha Samoa. Meanwhile, the Program Officer of the Third World Network, Abdullahi Darmani, says the invasion of illegal foreigners into the country's small-scale mining particularly is not in the interest of national development. He said a lot of attention needs to be attached to the issue of small-scale mining since it is a potential area for addressing rural unemployment.
I think it's an unfortunate development. Everybody shares the view that the way that the small-scale mining is going on in the country, particularly with the involvement of foreign nationals, is not in the interest of Ghana. And it should be controlled and it should be managed in a way consistent with the laws of Ghana.
There are people who think the leadership of the country has failed the nation in dealing with galamsey from the traditional rulers, security agencies to the politicians. Do you share the view?
Well, that is so obvious because as far back as 2004, we have been drawing attention to the neglect of the small-scale mining sector in terms of law, in terms of institution, in terms of practice. And we have made a number of papers drawing the attention of government or successive government for that matter that look, the small-scale mining sector is a potential area for addressing rural unemployment, and therefore the manner in which the laws are crafted for small-scale mining and the institutional support that they get is inadequate, and there ought to be some attention towards that. As far back as 2006, again, we came back to draw public attention of the fact that the sector was being infiltrated by foreign nationals. Well, nobody listened to us, and I don't think that the small-scale mining sector is unique. It seemed to be the situation for many other sectors in the economy. Government, successive governments usually will wait until the situation is getting out of hand, and then they approach it with firefight.
Program Officer of the Third World Network, Abdullahi Darmani, talking to Agatha Samoa.